Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour, as I do every week, playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thank you very much for listening in. And again, I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show. And you can check them out at villagefarmri.com. Okay, so continuing with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra recordings, we're going to play this evening a 2001 recording called Can I Persuade You? And it is dedicated to Julianne Beth Cavadini, who wrote a couple of tunes and arranged them for this band and had passed away in July of 1988. So they dedicated this recording to her. Okay, so let's get right to the music, and we're going to start off with a Jimmy Giuffre tune called Dragonfly.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off the evening with the tune called Dragonfly, and then we heard the tune Antiqua. And Dragonfly was composed and arranged by saxophonist Jimmy Giuffre, and Antiqua was composed and arranged by Bob Mincer. So you're listening to the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra from their 2001 recording, Can I Persuade You? And we're going to get right back to the music here, but before we do, I am going to tell you the musicians that played on this recording. On trumpets, we had Earl Gardner, Joe Mosello, Glenn Drews, and Scott Wenholt. And then on trombones, John Mosca, Luis Bonilla, Jason Jackson, and Douglas Perviance on bass trombone. On the reeds, we have Dick Oates, Billy Drews, Rich Perry, Ralph LaLama, and Gary Schmullion. And the rhythm section is Jim McNeely, John Riley, and Dennis Irwin. Jim McNeely on piano, John Riley on drums, and Dennis Irwin on bass. We also have a couple of other people that played on this recording as well. Daduca da Fonseca was on Brazilian percussion, and Peter Gordon played French horn on a couple of the tunes here too. So we'll get right back to the music. Hope you're enjoying the show so far, and we're going to start off with one of the tunes that was composed and arranged by Julie Cavadini, who this recording is dedicated to. And it's a tune called A Simple Wish.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called A Simple Wish, and that was composed and arranged by Julianne Beth Cavadini. And then we heard the tune ESP, which was written by Wayne Shorter and arranged by trombonist Ed Neumeister. Okay, so we're going to get right back to the music. I do hope you're enjoying the show. This is Jazz After Dinner, and I'm your host, Joe Perillo. And we're going to start off this set with a tune I think many will be familiar with by Duke Ellington called Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and that last set we heard the one tune all by itself called Sophisticated Lady, and that was, as we know, it was composed by Duke Ellington and a variety of other people, actually, too, as well, and it was arranged by Garnett Brown. Okay, so you have been listening to the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra from the recording Can I Persuade You, which was recorded in 2001 and is on Planet Arts Records. So you can check it out there. And let me tell you who played in the band. We had Earl Garner, Joe Mosello, Glenn Drews, and Scott Wendholt on trumpets, John Mosca, Luis Bonilla, Jason Jackson, and Douglas Perviance on trombones, and Dick Oates, Billy Drews, Rich Perry, Ralph LaLama, and Gary Schmalian on saxophones, and flutes and clarinets too in there, a bunch. And then in the rhythm section, we had Jim McNeely on piano, John Riley on drums, and Dennis Irwin on bass, and a couple of other folks on these recordings. We had Daduka da Fonseca on Brazilian percussion. He played on Antiqua that we heard back in the first set. And then Peter Gordon played French horn on Can I Persuade You, Dragonfly, and Simple Wish. And that's the tune we're going to go out on, Can I Persuade You. So it was another tune that was written and arranged by Julianne Beth Cavadini, which this recording is dedicated to. And so that probably tells you that does it for me this evening. I do hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you very much for listening in. This is Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo. And you have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night.
You've been listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.